Good evening, council staff, ladies and gentlemen. I invite you to bow your head in prayer. Almighty God, we ask you to guide us in all our discussions, to show goodness, honesty, understanding and wisdom in all that we undertake for the benefit of the city of Joondalup and our residents. May we respect each other's views at all times, and we ask all of this in your name. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. I declare this ordinary meeting of, this special meeting of council open at 5:50 a.m. and welcome all in attendance. The first item of the agenda is public question time. Are there any questions that have been lodged, Mr. CEO?
None for, some have been lodged, printed and circulated, Mr. Mayor, but no others have been lodged.
Thank you. Are there any further questions from any members, from a member of the gallery? Declare public question time closed. Move to public statement time. Mr. CEO, any requests to make a statement?
None have been lodged with me, Mr. Mayor.
Now is an opportunity to make a statement if you wish. Declare public statement time closed. Move to apologies and leave of absence. Leave of absence has previously been granted for Councillor John Chester. Apologies have been received from Councillor Gobbett, Councillor Fishwick and Councillor Taylor is on her way, but I'll lodge her apology in case she's unable to be here before the meeting closes. Are there any other requests of leave of absence, councillors? No? Okay. Declarations of interest. Are there any disclosures, financial or impartial? No. Identification of matters for which the meeting may sit behind closed doors, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item JSC3-1111 will be withdrawn. I don't have any additional information to provide to the council, therefore I can't progress that item. But I would seek authority to go behind closed doors for JSC4-11/11. I'm seeking there to have withdrawal of a confidentiality provision so that the concept plan can be released.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. So we will consider the first item on the agenda, Councillors JSC2-11/11, appointment of representatives to council created and external committees boards. I circulated an alternate motion to all elected members yesterday that I think everyone is aware of, and I intend to move that recommendation. I've furnished a copy of that recommendation to the administration for to expedite their processes. Just want to make sure that they have that available. Do all councillors have a copy of that recommendation before them? Has a printed copy been provided to each of the elected members, Mr. CEO?
I took it that you had provided in the notes to them, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. I have, but you don't have a printed version? Yes, okay. If you want, I can read out the motion.
I'm just going to run some copies off. I thought they had them.
If any elected member wishes me to read out the motion, I'm happy to do so. But effectively, the motion that I'm moving is the motion that I sent via email to all elected members yesterday. If you wish me to read out, it's about 7 pages, but I'm happy to read out everything to everyone. Does any elected member wish me to read them out? Has anyone not received a copy of the alternate motion? Councillor Norman?
Mr. Mayor, could you just remind me who's been nominated from the South West Ward for the Art Collection and Advisory Committee?
Art Collection and Advisory Committee from the South West Ward, Councillor Hamilton Prime, and Councillor Norman is the
Deputy.
Yes, when that motion's moved, I might make an amendment to that after discussion with Councillor Hamilton Prime.
Right. Well, I haven't got a second yet. So what I'll do, if that's
I'll second, Ms.
Okay. So I'm moving the motion that I issued last night. I want to confirm two things with the administration. Firstly, that motion 1B member for the South West Ward reads Councillor Mike Norman, and the deputy member reads South West Ward Councillor Christine Hamilton Prime. And then the second confirmation I'd like to make with the administration is that in relation to motion four, which pertains to the Joondalup Performing Arts and Cultural Facility, that B reads, determines that the number of elected members on the committee be six, and then reads, appoints the following members, and the sixth elected member to be included there is South West Ward Councillor Russ Fishwick. Councillor Russ Fishwick. Now that was in the copy that I sent through to the administration, but the version that I have here is the old version. So if noting that, I'll duly move. Councillor Norman has seconded. Just very briefly, councillors, I thank everyone for their input into the composition of internal and external committees and boards. It is actually rather unique. This is the sixth year in a row that we've effectively have come up with a composition of internal or externals that is presented to council en masse. Can I note that most other large local government authorities have an election for virtually every single internal and external position, and I think that's a sign of the maturity, the collaboration and the collegiate nature of this council, and I commend all the councillors for the nature in which they've approached this. I think there's a good spread of responsibilities for each of the councillors. And indeed, it capitalises on some of the skill sets of a number of elected members, particularly in some of the external boards. And I commend the recommendation to council. Councillor Norman, you seconded the motion. Would you like to speak?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. You've certainly done a lot of homework on this one and a lot of consultation with the elected members, so that saves us a lot of time here tonight. But late in the piece that Councillor Hamilton Prime and myself have discussed the Art Collection Advisory Committee, I think in your motion, Councillor Hamilton Prime was allocated to that one, but she would like me to be allocated to it. So that's now happened, I understand.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Norman. Any other council wishes to debate this item? I don't wish to speak in closing, so I'll put the motion via show of hands. An absolute majority is required, councillors. Those in favour, those against, I declare it carried unanimously, and noting that Councillor Taylor is in the chamber. So we now have an item of confidential nature to be considered. And I just want to confirm, Mr. CEO, that you wish to go behind closed doors to consider this motion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I would. Just so that in the event there's any clarification I have to provide in responding to questions, can be done so without jeopardising the last decision of the council about certain items being held as confidential.
Okay, so noting that JSC 3-11/11 has been withdrawn by the CEO, I'll move that Council 1, in accordance with Sections 5.232E of the Local Government Act 1995 and Clause 67 of the City's Standing Orders Local Law 2005, resolves to close a meeting to members of the public to consider the following confidential item. JSC 4-11/11, Confidential Report, Ocean Reef Marina, Withdrawal of Confidentiality Provision of Concept Plan 7.2, as this item contains information that, if disclosed, has a commercial value to a person. 2, permits the following employees to remain in the chamber during discussions on confidential items, JSC 3-11/11 and JSC 4-11/11, while the meeting is sitting behind closed doors, as detailed in Part 1 above. Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Gary Hunt, Director of Corporate Services, Mr. Mike Tidy, Director of Governance and Strategy, Mr. Jamie Parry, Director of Planning and Development, Ms. Dale Prage, Director of Infrastructure Services, Mr. Martin Glover, Director of Infrastructure Services, Mr. Glenn Flood, Manager of Governance and Marketing, Mr. Brad Silence, Silence, I'll get that right, my apologies, Brad. Governance Officer, Mrs. Leslie Taylor, and Governance Officer, Ms. Rose Garlick. And obviously, Rose didn't prepare this draft motion. And so I duly move that way. Seeking a seconder, please. Seconded Councillor Hollywood. I don't wish to debate. Is there any debate on going behind closed doors via show of hands? Those in favour? Those against? I declare that carried unanimously. Thank you. My apologies. We need to go behind closed doors. I don't suspect we'll be long. If you wish to remain, we'll be